smooth adjustment, but easy on the curves.
Not a glitch, Dad. Just got dyslexia, okay?
This out on you! This out on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Obscure Disney Podcast.
Brought to you by Jumbo Junior Airlines. You'll be dancing about everything when you see our elephants fly.
Welcome to this podcast. Welcome. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Ryan.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, when I get an annual pass to this podcast by subscribing on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast from. Simply search for the Obscure Disney Podcast or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
You ready to do some work?
No.
Oh.
I'm done working.
Oh, okay.
But I think you're going to put me to work with some puzzle making.
Some puzzle making.
And we ain't talking about no ordinary puzzles either.
Are you a fan of regular puzzles? I haven't done one in a very long time.
You know, the idea of putting a puzzle together is always frustrating and seems like work. And then next thing I know, I'm flying through it and I am like addicted and can't stop. And then I get going on it, you know, and then I put it very fast.
Oh, I hear it's good for people to keep your mind active.
Yeah.
So, like, it's nice when, like, elderly people are able to do it because it's, like, problem solving and, like, bigger picture and working things out, you know?
I probably should do some then.
I wasn't suggesting. But now that you're on once monthly Boniva, maybe you should.
Drink some Metamucil, put together a puzzle.
Yes.
Call it a day.
But for now, while you're young and sprightly...
Right.
We have other puzzles that we like to engage in.
While drinking Sprite? Sounds amazing.
Drinking Sprite?
You called me Sprightly. It just got me thinking.
Oh, okay. I'm like, is that the opposite of Metamucil is Sprite?
Right. This is how you know I'm still young at heart.
I know what the kids like. but we discovered some expert level puzzling at the Disney parks.
Yeah, if anybody's when you've been to the Disney parks, you've probably seen these hidden in little corners throughout the park, the 3D puzzles that they have.
Yeah, it's usually like in their fancy like art shops. They usually have these because I think they want to make sure that you're not buying them for kids.
Right.
Because they're 100% not
kid friendly. Not in any way, shape, form, or
method.
Absolutely not.
No.
However, I do have to like what I do love about them is that we can afford, it's the only thing we can afford to buy in the fancy art shops, you know, because they're like $16.95.
right. And but you like, look like a baller walking out with a bag. You're like, yeah, I just shopped in there.
we're very into the puzzles,
right? but to be clear, what the puzzles we're talking about are the Metal Earth puzzles.
Right.
Which, when they're all put together, they're super cool looking. They're highly, highly detailed and very intricate.
Incredibly so.
Which means that they're a colossal pain to actually put together.
Absolutely true.
Because you look at the concept and they really narrow it down for you and they're like, it's super easy. Have all the pieces, put the tabs through and twist or bend and it, no glue, no soldering. It's just put together. Isn't that great?
That is true. It literally says parts can be easily clipped and from the metal sheets and put together as shown below.
Mm-hmm.
Tweezers making an ideal tab for bending and twisting the hinges into place.
Mm-hmm.
They lie.
Tweezers are not optional when you're putting these together.
It's a mandatory requirement.
It is mandatory that you use tweezers. And, you know, we've put together two at this point.
Wow, just two?
I know. It feels like a lot. We put together Cinderella Castle from Florida.
Because we thought it would be fun. I thought it would be fun to start with the most complicated one possible.
Right, Steve's like, which one looks like it will make you lose the most hair while putting it together? Ah, yes, Cinderella Castle, perfect. I said,
why not start with the prettiest one?
Yeah. little did I know. Well, Steve originally was like, oh, we could do this together, or...
Because you do think this, folks. You see it at the park, and you see that it's like $16, and you're like, it can't possibly be that hard if right. they're selling it to the mass public.
Right.
And so, and it says the word easy on there 3 times.
As many times as you say it, don't make it true.
Totally doesn't make it true.
So we get it home, and we open... It's like... I think the castle was 3 sheets, or was it 4?
It was the only 3-sheet puzzle that they make. Okay. Everything else is a 2-sheeter. The one in my hand is 3 sheets. So maybe it was 4.
You're a liar. Yeah, I think it was 4 sheets. So the sheets are what? Maybe 4x4 sheets of aluminum.
Yeah.
And you're like, this will be easy. And then you pull out the sheets and you see these minuscule pieces that you need to first extract from these sheets of metal.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Without breaking off the little tabs.
Without breaking the tabs, because if you do, then they're worthless.
They're completely worthless. And they're half the size of a fingernail, probably, on some of the pieces.
Like, some of those things are the size of a grain of rice. Just little itsy-bitsy, tiny things that you need to make sure all fit together, because it's metal.
Mm-hmm.
Which means there is no... You know, bending things around and seeing if it might fit if you just twist it just a little bit.
Because if you break out the tabs, they won't fit together, and then you now are missing a piece, and you have no idea what pieces actually need to fit perfectly.
So with, like, specifically with Cinderella Castle, there's a lot of stairs.
Oh, and, there were.
Little tiny turrets and towers.
Oh, the turrets were the worst.
Literally, I had like a chopstick that I was trying to wrap it around so that I could get the curve correctly.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
Oh, jeez. And it's one of those things that I am the kind of artist that I try to get everything done in one sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very difficult for me to go back to a project and start it up again.
Well, we bought one. We bought a third one or fourth one or so, I don't remember, and we never finished putting it together. We got the pieces pulled out and then never finished it, and we just threw it away.
Oh, gosh, did we?
We did when we moved.
Oh, my goodness.
Because there were too many pieces, and I was like, it's not worth it. We're just going to do it again. I have no idea which one it was.
Oh, but, gosh. I don't know what it was either. How sad is that?
It was, but we couldn't do it, and we didn't have time.
So what is the method then? Because... As it turns out, the best way to do this is we've decided to have Steve take everything out of the sheets,
mm-hmm.
and then I destroy my eyes putting them all together. So what is the best way of getting them out of the sheets that you've discovered?
So you definitely want to use your tweezers to hold things in place.
Uh-huh.
And when you look at the sheets, you kind of have to work from the outside of the sheets inward, because if you try to take them out in order, or if you try to take them out of the sheets smallest to largest or largest to smallest, anything along those lines, it's not necessarily going to work. You pretty much have to kind of look at the sheet and decide what number is this piece,
mm-hmm.
figure that out, and then figure out how you're getting out that piece, and then you almost have to look at it piece and then start dissecting it that way.
Right.
Dissecting it down that way.
Without bending everything else in the process.
Right, because that's the other thing too, is not only are there teeny little itty bitty pieces, but there's also ridiculously complex, over the top weird pieces too.
Right.
That like will be really thin and long and take up almost a full 4-inch side.
Yeah.
And then it will go across the other top. So it's like a great big L, or it'll be like a weird, you know, because you're going to bend it into something different anyway.
Right.
And so you kind of have to work around those pieces while you're pulling them out. So if you pull out the smaller, rounder, easier pieces first and kind of figure out which one of the pieces you're going to pull out, and then work at it that way, then you can kind of determine which one it is. But it's absolutely critical that you figure out the number of the piece that you're getting off of the sheet prior to starting,
mm-hmm.
writing it down on a small piece of paper.
Okay.
And then what I liked to do was to have like Dixie cups or the Red Solo cups or something, or some sort of like, and then I would put the pieces in the cup with the number written on it.
Mm.
A pro tip was to write your number on both sides of the piece of paper, because the other thing that would happen is like the paper would flip around and you wouldn't know what the number was until you, so you're like moving the cup in all weird positions to go, what the hell is that number?
What was that number on that paper?
Oh, it's a 32. Oh, if it's like a 6, because then you're like, is it, you know,
the 9? Whole,
yeah, exactly right. Right.
Yeah.
Totally like elementary school all over again. Is that a 6 or a 9? So those are issues. The other thing though is too, right? Like on like a 3, you might end up having 7 threes. if you're having a multiple piece over and over and over again.
Right.
So you had to make sure that you're getting all of the threes in the right, in the same three cups to get, you know, put, mm-hmm. so that they're all put together properly. So you have to think about that as well.
And some of the pieces are similar, but they may be mirrored in the other direction. So yeah. if they're in the wrong number, putting it together is an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, because
They're facing the wrong way.
Right. That is a good point. And they imprint one side of the sheet to maybe... So like with a castle, you definitely want to see the brick pattern on the outside of the castle.
Right.
And so you want to make sure that when you're folding the piece, you have to fold it with that on the outside. So you're going to have to think about which way it's going to fold.
Right.
Otherwise, if you fold it backwards and you try to fold it back, now you just broke your piece in half.
Oh, jeez. I'm getting heart palpitations just thinking about it.
By the way, every time we get done with one, though, we're like, I want to do another one.
Let's do it again.
And we buy another one immediately. And maybe now we have a Mickey's Fun Wheel sitting right in front of us, actually, that's mm-hmm. been literally sitting here since before we moved.
Yeah.
We've been wanting for almost a year. We've been waiting to
well,
put this
that one
together.
Looks dangerous because the wheel itself is all one piece.
Yeah.
So we need to double. Get the wheel out without bending it, because then if you bend it, it won't fit.
Right.
Which this is a thing. So the last one we did was the Haunted Mansion from Disney World.
Oh, that one was so cool.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it was super cool.
Because you could look through the stairs at the back, and it was like a 3D, it was like a multiple layered image.
Yes.
Oh, it was awesome.
It was just great. However, the Haunted Mansion in Florida has a lot of curved pieces.
Mm.
There's a greenhouse on one side of it that has like a curved yeah. roof. And then it's got little tiny itty bitty chimneys on top, which are impossible to attach to these things. The curve is the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Because you have to get it to curve correctly, but then fit into these other straight pieces.
Right.
And it is.
And there's no way for them to give good instructions on what the bend should look like.
No.
So you just kind of have to know.
You have to see what the finished product is and go, okay, well, it kind of is bent this much. We're really selling these things. I'm sure they're just going to sell out now.
Because they are getting to be harder to find in the parks also, have you noticed?
Right.
I think. Maybe it's just because we don't know where to find them as much as we did at Disneyland.
It's possible.
Maybe that's it.
And we've seen them in other places, like craft stores sometimes carry them.
Yeah, the company 3D Metal is, they actually have tons and tons and tons of stuff everywhere. And Star Wars is obviously, they have a ton of Star Wars stuff as well. And then the Disney stuff is not proprietary. They're protected and only can be sold in Disney parks.
That's probably it. Yeah.
But you probably can find them on like Disney.com or something.
I bet if you went to their website, you could potentially find them. But I remember looking at some and they have like butterflies and birds and dinosaurs and cars.
They have the trash cans as well.
Oh, they have the push cans?
Yeah, they have some push cans, which by the way, looks like a really easy one.
Oh, yeah. Says the person that doesn't put them together. So let me just clue you in on the other side of things. So after Steve has taken all the pieces out of the sheets and numbered them, which is extremely helpful, then I have roughly like 2 pages of instructions. Of how to put them all together. And you take your little tiny tweezers and they have little slots in the metal that your little tabs go through, and once the tab is through, you either bend it or twist it to get it to stay there,
trying to get it to lock into place.
And you try to get it as tight as possible because otherwise things rattle around and fall mm-hmm. out. And it's almost like doing surgery. Like you kind of have to be careful how tightly you hold things because you will break things, but you've got to twist it hard enough that it will stay put. And if you don't get things lined up 100% accurately, other pieces will not fit
right
onto the pieces that you've already done.
The only good news is the Haunted Mansion is not actually going to die if you don't do it properly.
It can look a little disheveled. Is that what you're telling me?
No, like with surgery, if you mess up, somebody dies.
Oh.
With the Haunted Mansion.
We'll just put the 1,000th ghost in there. Of my haunted
mansion.
Somebody
will die if it doesn't end up properly.
Well, it's usually me because I'm such a perfectionist, but I'm also not one that wants to go super slow, which is a bad combination.
Yeah, we usually can put them together in like a night or a full day or
if something. We're really aggressive about it, we can get it done in one day for sure. So I guess what we'll try to do with this one maybe is, but by the time this podcast comes out, we will have put together the fun wheel.
Oh, geez.
So we can, I'm sorry. You got other things to do? You have something more pressing than this insanely complicated metal puzzle?
Well, since I've just been looking at it for over a year, possibly.
Yeah. Let's see. But we'll try to get it done so we can have pictures up.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. We can share pictures on Instagram. And I think I took some pictures of the small pieces in the past that I'll try to share.
Yeah, you take pictures next to like a quarter and the staircase how small they are. Is dwarfed by the quarter. But in all reality, it's a fun thing to do, especially, you know, for, I would say maybe an older kid might be able to do it. Maybe like 12 or 13 might be able to handle.
If you have a skilled kid, sure.
If you have an advanced child, right?
I don't know. Yeah, probably. I remember that, I think it was when I was like 15, my mom bought me a model ship that I was so excited to put together. And I opened it. Like a boat? Like a big boat, yeah.
Okay.
And I was so excited to get it together. And it was so expensive and so big. And I opened it and I started taking out all the little pieces and stuff. And they gave me the little paintbrushes I was supposed to use. Dang thing never got put together. I just, so.
You did not have the discipline.
So at 15, I personally would not have had the discipline to do so. If you are a really good parent, you might be able to get your kid to do it.
I would almost suggest at this point, maybe I'll try it with the fun wheel, is using a little bit of glue while you're putting things together. Because we've found out that, especially with the two buildings that we've done, if you're not super careful with it, it's very easy to pull apart.
During the last stages of putting it together.
Right. And even, like, obviously, once you've put it together, you want to just leave it.
Yeah.
You don't want to do like a whole bunch of moving it around, which of course we just did. But
yeah, the poor Cinderella's castle is still a little bit wonky, but not too bad.
Cinderella Castle needs Property Brothers to come in and shore up a few walls.
It's now fixer upper.
She's a fixer upper.
Yeah, because I just opened this one and I'm looking at it now and I'm looking at the teeny little cars that are going to, the little carts that are going to, which by the way, we've also screamed in. Like, this is already anxiety, like, you know.
Okay.
The
fun,
couples.
Fun stories about Mickey's Fun Wheel is, I've only ever, up to a certain point, ridden in the stationary cars, which means you're just basically on a regular Ferris wheel.
Right.
Which is, it's fun. It's a huge wheel, which is super fun. But they also have, like, the kinetic cars.
Oh, right.
Where, as you go around, you're on kind of an oblong oval shape.
Right.
And so your car flies towards the edge of the ring and like swings ominously out over the edge.
Yeah.
I don't know whatever possessed you to think that you wanted to get on that version. Why did we end up getting in that one?
I don't know, but then we look at the other one and you see how much higher you go and you're like, that doesn't look like fun either. At least this one you don't have to go as high.
I would much rather go in a stationary car and go higher
than be swung around like crazy.
Oh, it's terrifying.
The other fun thing about this is it's still called Mickey's Fun Wheel, which, and now it's Pixar's Pal Around. So I should keep the packaging that
I
just...
It's like an antique now.
And I just ripped it open live on the air. Enjoy.
Wow. You didn't know this was going to be a live unboxing podcast.
Totally unintentional.
It's a great visual.
I do have to say, though, there's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of these puzzles that are made, and they are, they will paint, the metal's been painted a different color. Oh. Like, they do, like, the Disney, the big Disney sign as you walk, you know, the classic Disneyland sign.
Okay.
And the Magic Kingdom one that goes over the road. Like, they have some of those in Metal Earth. But those are all painted like the sign would actually look.
Oh.
And for some reason, I don't find those as entertaining. Like, I like the idea of them all looking uniform and silver so that you can have like a whole glass cabinet full of them all looking similar, you know?
Are we going to put Swarovskis on them too? Like, just stone the heck out of them?
Because you know that's what I really want.
I know.
I really want that $36,000.
That's why I brought it up.
I really want that $36,000 crystal
Cinderella Castle.
That's so pretty.
But don't they have a Disneyland version that's pink? They have like a pink metal Disneyland version.
I believe so.
Which I think is fun.
And there's something that was purple too that I just saw. And there's a Mickey and a Minnie, and they're both painted as if they are.
But don't they look like old video game characters all made out of triangles and polygons? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not necessarily one that I'm necessarily going to like. And then there's a stitched-eared hat or something that you do in a metal puzzle. Mm. The purple one is Sleeping Beauty's castle. Oh. They have a purple version of it.
Oh, okay. Maybe is it the France one or is it the Disneyland one?
No, it looks like the Disneyland one. Oh. And of course, obviously, like the monorail and the garbage can look really easy to put together. I could even do those myself.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let's throw that out as a challenge, because if I can't get my tiny fingers to put these together, I would love to see you try to put together one of these puzzles.
How much fun would it be, though, to do the train station? I think would be super pretty. Oh, I'd love it.
Oh, this is why we don't let Steve get on and look at them, because he gets great ideas and it ends with me being blind for 4 days after putting them together. Ugh, I wish I had one of those like magnifying glass lights.
Oh yeah.
Because it would save me a lot of eye strain, I think.
Totally true. With a bright light shining down on it.
Yeah.
That is what we need. That might be what we have to do.
And it may be what we need in general for like my smaller projects anyway. Maybe it should be something we invest in.
So you wouldn't know, but I am suggesting go ahead and give it a try.
Yeah, like, it doesn't sound like we are, but
but they're only $16, so they're not too expensive. So if you decided they're absolute crap, like you're out is really a hot dog, because that's how much hot dogs are at the park anyway. You know what I mean?
You could have a hot dog or a permanent metal sculpture, one of your choice.
Right. And so, you know, give this one a try. Yeah. What I'm saying. And then tell me how much you hate it.
Yeah.
But you'll feel so accomplished once you get it done.
Make sure it's age appropriate. Don't do it with your kids, because pieces will get lost or swallowed or who knows what.
Right. Keep your pets far away.
No pets.
Have a big flat table in a contrasting color.
Maybe a magnet holding things together or something.
Do you think that would work?
I don't know.
Let's try it. Okay. Probably not.
We'll let you know. But it's like I always say. If you don't mind going blind and getting hand cramps from using tweezers for 6 hours, do a metal or a sculpture and let us know how it goes.
Yay, Disney.
But until next time, follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger Disney point to the exit, and we'll see you then on the Obscure Disney Podcast. You gotta be